is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he's in New York City. And I'm glad that you're here with us, hanging out Thursday, August 29th. We've been hanging out for an hour already, and we've had ourselves a show. Thank you so much to Armin Katan for joining us. Has a new book out called The Price, about the chaos in college football. We talked about Jacoby Brissett, the starter over Drake May. We talked about Hassan Reddick still hasn't shown up for the Jets. But how about this? Minutes ago, the world learned. It's official. Brandon Ayuk has decided to show up as well, finally agreeing to a contract extension with the San Francisco 49ers to the tune of $120 million over the next 4 years. Yes, $76 million in guarantees. Brandon Ayuk is going nowhere. He was the boy who cried wolf, trade me, move me, the Niners don't want me, send me to Washington, trade me again, wah, 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 all to get money in the final minute. Good on him. He didn't have to participate in training camp. Good for him. Just showing up, not showing up, doing nothing. Good for him. It's what everybody wanted to wait for. Because we were literally going to get to the point now that we have gone past the training camp period. And he was Hickey, did you realize he was technically, you know, injured and hurt? They said his neck and his back was sore. Come on, man.
I had no idea until it was the 49ers or Kyle Shanahan said he was clear to practice. I said, cleared? clear from what? What was going on?
His neck and the two things that can hurt in your body that no one can ever dispute. Your neck and your back.
Whose back is more hurt, you think? His or yours?
Oh, my back is killing me. I know my back is hurting more. I know. Man, I limped across the street today, Hickey.
There was your body across the street? Yeah,
there was a guy. You know, you reach a point on maybe sometimes on a small sidewalk, and you're going to go on the same path, and one person walks faster to let the other person go by?
Right. Oh, yeah. Do it all the time.
So there was me and this guy, our paths started to intersect, and it's like, okay, who's going in front of the other? I had to tell the guy, hey, man, you go. I'm slow motion right now.
Wow.
Yeah, because I'm like, if you're walking behind me, you're cooked. You're done. You're going to be upset. I let this limping ass you-know-what in front of me. Now I can't get to where I'm going. Yeah. So Brandon Ayuk, he got a bad back, and so do I. But at least he got a $120 million. I'm sure all of a sudden, all of his back and neck woes, they're gone. He feels nothing but glory because he gets to play with Brock Purdy and Deebo Samuel and George Kittle. Hickey, did I miss somebody?
Oh, I'm trying to rack my... I guess Trent Williams.
Christian McCaffrey. Oh, my God. I miss Christian McCaffrey. And Trent Williams, whenever he decides to show up to work, once the 49ers decide to ante up there, I'm just glad that this crap is over, this hold-in. And I get it. You do whatever you got to do to get your money. Because with his $30 million now per year, he's in line with Amon-Ra St. Brown making $30 million per. Tyreek Hill is already making $30 million. You know, he ain't happy about that. A.J. Brown is pulling in $32 million. CeeDee Lamb is making $34 million. Justin Jefferson is at $35 million. And so that leaves one more wide receiver. One more. Who's looking for a payday? Who's looking for the cash? Who's looking for the bread? Who's looking for the paper? It's Ja'Marr Chase. The wide receiver who a few days ago, his head coach Zach Taylor told the world. It's like, hey, man, he's here. He practiced, so I expect him to be ready for the first game and to practice with us. And then yesterday, he did not practice. Today he showed up. He did not practice. There's even a report out that Ja'Marr Chase wants 1 cent more than Justin Jefferson. One cent more? What? Come on. Now, I have been fortunate enough not to meet Jamar Chase, but I've met his parents, been near his family. Everybody is cool. Everybody's good. How about this? Also know his agent. What's wrong with me? Nice people, nice guys. I don't know if they're asking for 1 cent more. I don't know. Like, why would that be a sticking point? I don't know. Good, because they're friends and buddies, LSU guys. I think a deal will get done. I have no insider information here. But I will tell you, Zach Taylor, we don't have to worry about what he said. Because today, the head coach of the Bengals, he spoke to the media. And he said that, yeah, trying to organize and put things together for week one. Well, is it difficult? This is what he said.
No, it does. I mean, in this league, every week there's a different form of adversity, and you got to find the positives in it. And our team has found the positives in it, and able to support a teammate, find positives for other teammates, and continue to move forward. And again, it's just you can't waste a day complaining about a situation. Just got to make the most of it and keep it moving. And that's what our guys have done. And again, we're all on the same page. We're all on board with this thing. And so, just excited to get to game week.
Man. Their week one opponent is the Patriots. You think Zach Taylor's, and granted, any given Sunday, anybody can go out there and lay an egg or take an L, and any given Sunday. The Bengals' first opponent is the Patriots. Why the hell would anybody be worried? And if you're Jamar Chase, why wouldn't you suit up in that game? Because any other wide receiver is liable to go out there. It's not like this is a game where they go screaming, oh, my God, if they lose, it proves that they need me. They're going to whoop that ass regardless. I can go play wide receiver for the Bengals against the Patriots, and I would look good. Sorry. It's just the facts. And so I think they'll work out a deal. And Jamar Chase, has there been the same type of production as Justin Jefferson? The answer is no. Close. Jamar Chase is one of the best receivers in the game, a three-time Pro Bowler. Just last year, another 1,200-plus yards to go along with 7 touchdowns. I think if he's going to get that cash, he might be right in that space of, I don't know, right below CeeDee Lamb. Maybe he gets that A.J. Brown contract. Maybe if A.J. Brown is getting 32, if I have to do math about some of the accomplishments, I would say Jamar Chase is probably right there in 33. Justin Jefferson? No. And for a cheap-ass team like the Browns, that's not happening. It's not. I mean, we've heard the horror stories about players. Hickey, do they recycle? Or in the past, allegedly they recycled the jock straps? Did I hear that?
Yes, you heard that, unfortunately, correct.
And the players had to buy their own water and Gatorade and lunch some days of the week?
Yes. Crazy.
I bet you they had vending machines. I know they did. For the players, they had vending machines. Oh, my God. How are you a professional sports franchise? And the players are your assets. Don't you want them to get the best of everything that they could possibly have?
You would think, right? I mean, it makes no sense. What's the old saying? You got to spend money in order to make money. Right. I don't think the Bengals subscribe to that.
What do they subscribe to? You just we make money and you figure us out yourself.
We pay. We pocket you? The money. You figure it out. No jockstrap. Not my problem. I cost money. Hey, no water. Hey, find a way. Bring your own water from home. The sink over there. Fill up your bottle.
You got NFL players. They're buying. Remember the Poland dude. I haven't seen that in a long ass time. When is the last time you've seen a Poland Spring? Does Poland Spring still exist?
My mom likes Poland Spring, so yes, she still buys the bottles.
You still get the guy comes up with the big blue truck, drops the water off. How often does that jug get replaced?
Oh, sure. Well, that's actually probably environmentally friendly. I will. Please don't come after my sweet mother, but she buys the individual bottles.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So the guy comes once a week? What does that mean?
Once a week? No. I don't know when he comes.
How much does
that's like the water jug.
Yeah, but how much does one water jug last?
I guess it depends.
Wow.
For a football team? probably
No, I'm talking about in a house. A guy comes, he drops off like four jugs, and he leaves.
Right? Once every. Once a week sounds about right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Be hydrated.
All right. Okay. Man, I know damn well there's no Poland Spring at their facility. None.
The cheap water?
Yeah, the players got to buy their own water. Had to buy their own, what's that thing called? Dispenser, whatever it is. Jamar Chase ain't getting that money. I'm sorry. Not a penny. I would be shocked. I would laugh because the Bengals are stupid. I would laugh if they gave him a penny more than Justin Jefferson. I would laugh. I would roll over. I would. And I'd text my friends and go, man, look what y'all did. That's hilarious. Take advantage of them Bengals. He'll show up. He'll be playing in week one, and I think they'll have a deal done. You know someone else who's sick of this saga? Mike Hilton of the Cincinnati Bengals. He's like, man, leave Jamar alone. We don't want to hear about this.
Man, leave the man alone. He's a grown man. He's handling his business his own way. You know what I mean? Y'all wouldn't want anybody to kind of button in on y'all type of business. So, like I said, it's not a shot at y'all, but it's a let him handle his own.
What is Jamar's demeanor right now? How's he doing?
Oh, he's chilling, man. He's locked in. Like I say, he knows what's going on. He knows we play in a week. And Jamar's the type of person that he doesn't really need no reps. Him and Joe's timing is pretty smooth, and they already have that connection. So we know he'll be ready when that time comes.
What are we talking about? Stay out of his business. It's a public facing. Every element of the business is public facing. This is not me or you. I mean, not necessarily. I'm not Brandon Ayuk, but I'm sitting here talking to the public. I guess what I do is very public. But you can't say that. Let the man handle it. No, this is sports, man. Everything is here for everybody to know. We know his contract is publicized. The agents want people to know. The players want people. The teams want people to know. This ain't no backroom stuff from 20, 30 years ago. Everything's on Front Street. And congratulations, Brandon Ayuk getting his deal. And good luck. Good luck as well to Jamar Chase. I think he's going to get his cash as well. And it was only, I think, yesterday, I think, John Lynch recently, he talked about the 49ers offense, all of the guys that we named. And he said, being a wide receiver here, it's like being in utopia. Listen to this.
It's a fun place for receivers to come and thrive. And whatever your best is, I think you'll find it here.
Okay. Might have to throw my hat in the ring. See if I can be a wide receiver for the 49ers. I wonder if it will come with $40 million, whether or not I have to whine and cry about it. Congratulations, Brandon Ayuk. It sucks for the Steelers and their fans. Hickey, what does Filippone's mentions look like right now? What do you think?
Oh, boy. I can't imagine. That's got to be over. That's one where, you know what? Turn the phone off. Maybe open it up on, like, Sunday.
Oh, man. Let the weekend go by. People get distracted by college football, everything else. And, yep, I'm going to search his mentions in the break.
I don't think it's going to be very good.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm gonna search his mentions in the break. Good on him. And you know what? Speaking of contracts and deals, Jamar Chase is waiting on his, seemingly the last wide receiver looking for a payday, last big wide receiver. And we know his teammate T. Higgins was looking for a deal. They tagged him. Steph Curry got a contract. What a big one this is. 1 year extension, $62 million. He already had 2 years left on his deal. And then he tacked on another one. And he can't have a larger contract because he's old as dirt already, 36 years old. He doesn't look like it, doesn't move like it. That's a lot of money. He's already said that he wants to stick around with the Golden State Warriors for the entirety of his career. Matter of fact, this is what CBS Sports HQ said when they broke the news of his extension.
Well, we've got breaking news on this Thursday. It's a big payday in the NBA with the Golden State Warriors signing superstar Steph Curry to a one-year extension that will pay him $62.6 million. That is according to ESPN. With this deal in place, Curry's contract with the Warriors will now run through the 26-27 season, which at that point he'll be 39 years old. Curry averaged better than 26 points a game this past season and was named the league's clutch player of the year. Of course, he also had a busy crazy summer, leading Team USA to the gold medal at the Paris Olympics.
Life is good for Steph Curry. Maybe there's something out in the Bay. Maybe I need to move to the Bay. Brandon Ayuk gets a deal. Steph Curry gets a deal. Money for everybody. Man, we know Steph Curry's a great shooter. Let me know how they trade that contract. You got to slap together two bums, two average NBA players making only $30 million to move Steph Curry. I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to keep things rolling. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a break. And on the other side, I'm going to look for this man. This is one of the best shooters that we've ever seen in the NBA. He's a sharp shooter. He's a former All-Star. He's a Sonics legend. His name is Dale Ellis. He's going to come through and join us. I want to ask him some questions about Curry, that contract, and what the hell he's up to. Heard he's doing some great things around my neck of the woods here in Atlanta. Don't move. Dale Ellis on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're talking about a lot of big contracts. Brandon Ayuk got a deal. Steph Curry got a deal. There's something going on in the Bay. We know Steph Curry, great shooter. Right now we're being joined by a great shooter, had himself a hell of an NBA career, former All-Star, sharp shooter, Sonics legend, got the job done at Tennessee as well. Right now, keeping pretty busy, has a couple of things coming up that we should know about. We're being joined by Dale Ellis. Dale, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me on.
No doubt about it. From one shooter to another, when you see Steph Curry at his age, 36 years old, now the opportunity to make, well, not the opportunity, he will make $62 million in a few years. What do you think about what he's been able to do with his career and his finances? This is amazing.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's a different time, different era. I think it's fantastic. You know, he's fun to watch. Even when he first got there to Golden State, they were fun to watch him and his teammate, Thompson, shooting the basketball. You know, I was a shooter. So I enjoy watching those guys put the ball in the air.
Well, Dale, you talk about shooting. There's even more of an emphasis on shooting now than when you played. I mean, when you retired, you were right there at the top of the ranks when it came down to threes, and we've seen an explosion over the past decade. What are your thoughts on the offensive balance in the game right now when it comes to shooting versus going to the basket?
Well, you know, if I play in this area, I'll just have to make adjustments. That's all. The game is continuing to evolve. It's fun to watch. You know, I really enjoy watching the playoffs. I miss the inside play and the hand-checking rules, the more physical basketball. I miss watching that. I believe the era, the 80s, were the greatest era in basketball with Magic, Michael, and Bird competing. I miss watching that, big guys competing down low. But it's still a fun game to watch. They're very athletic players. They're coaching off of analytics now. So a three-point shot versus a two, what do you take? It'd be difficult thinking of something like that when, in my era, passing up a layup just to pull up to shoot a three, though.
Dale Ellis, NBA legend, joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. You named some of the contemporaries and guys that you played with. Anthony Edwards made a lot of noise a couple of days ago, last week, when he talked about Michael Jordan being the most or only skilled type player, so much more skilled than everybody. A lot of people had to shake their heads because he admitted that he didn't see anybody. What are your thoughts when he's like, why even make a comment like that if you didn't see?
It didn't see him. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, he said, I didn't see it, but this is what I think.
Oh, yeah. You got kids that are growing up watching the game right now that has got a lot of excitement about it. And they're going so far that they look back at previous players and study their careers, you know, the statistics, study their movements on the floor, their history of the game. I can see him making a comment about Michael just by looking at clips of him and hearing what people like yourself or someone that has really real knowledge of the game of basketball, what they thought about Michael. But to be in front of Michael face-to-face playing, that's the only way you get a real understanding of what talent he had. You know, it was incredible talent, you know. He came into the league, he wasn't very good shooter, developed that. It was not good enough just to be talented. You got to put the work in, and Michael was one of those guys. He worked and worked and worked to improve his game, like a Kobe Bryant as well.
One of the greatest shooters the NBA has seen, Dale Ellis, is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. You have had a long and decorated career. I also know that you've continued to help people shoot. You've gotten into business endeavors. You also help folks out with the Retired Players Association. Tell us about your role there.
I'm currently president of the Atlanta chapter of the Retired Players Association. There's 10, 11 chapters around the country. We put events together. Each chapter is obligated to put one event together, raise money, and give back to our charity of choice. So we've done a number of things out in the community as far as providing scholarships for kids, helping families in need during the holidays. We teamed up with Breakthrough Atlanta nonprofits just to get kids schooling during the off season and help them get a college prepared. Those kids needed a house, you know, a school to work out of, teachers, transportation, food. So we have helped raise money for that cause. And our last event was actually for Wellsprings Living, which is a safe house here in Atlanta. Once kids are rescued from human trafficking, they're sent there for rehabilitation. So as a group, what we do is get together, sit down, and decide what we want to attack. And right now, our pet peeve is cancer. And so we teamed up with Gertrude House, which is dealing with breast cancer. And our function this year to raise money is for prostate cancer research. And you know, the monies that will be raised will go to Northside Hospital. So we're all about health and wellness. And this is something, this is the first annual event for this, and we're doing it at Topgolf, and I'm really excited about how it's all coming together. And I think this is something we'll stick with year after year.
Well, that's amazing. And this event is going to be Sunday, September 8th at Topgolf on the Northside Drive side of town at Topgolf, right?
That's right.
Well, awesome, Dale.
That's right. We have 17 bays. There'll be 17 athletes. We have athletes from WNBA, Major League Baseball, NFL, and, of course, NBA ball players as well. So we got a nice mixture of athletes that will entertain our sponsors, so we'll get a chance to meet some of these guys. So we're really excited about the upcoming event.
That's awesome. That'll take place at Topgolf West Midtown here in Atlanta, September 8th. That's a Sunday. And Dale, yeah. I know football season is upon us as well as basketball season. I know you're a Tennessee guy. Are you going to be checking in on the football at all? Or are we strictly basketball here, Dale?
You know, when I was an active player, I didn't pay much attention to sports. It'd be difficult for me to come home and watch NBA basketball games because it was like bringing your job home with you. But college football or basketball, I love watching it. And now that I'm retired, I have a group of friends that I grew up with, loves it even more than I do. So we get together, make little small bets on games. I'm here in Georgia. Georgia Bulldogs is huge. So I get to battle with those guys about Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama. But we're in the hub of some great football. So I'm really excited about the upcoming season.
Well, when it comes to the NBA, we don't have to wait too much longer. But we did just see the Olympics take place out in Paris. We're finally starting to hear from someone like Jason Tatum. He was benched. He had some comments about, you know, a weird atmosphere, not knowing when you were going to get the ball or if this or if that. You were a shooter yourself. How important is it to be in a rhythm, or do you always just have to be ready because you don't know when the ball is coming?
That's right. You know, my first 3 years were played in Dallas. I was the ninth pick in the draft overall. There was no lottery back then. The Mavericks selected me because I was the best player available in the draft at the time. So I slipped from 3 to going to Houston to Dallas, number 9. And for the first 3 years, I had to wait for my opportunity. So I had to stay prepared. And then in practice, that practice was playtime for me. So I worked hard in practice. I'd show up early, maybe leave late. But just to stay ready for an opportunity. I got my opportunity in Seattle. But it is important for a shooter to get a rhythm, you know? It's hard to play like that, not knowing when you're going to. It's hard to be prepared to play not knowing when you're going to go into the game and how many minutes you're going to play. You know, and the high point of my career. I knew I was going to play 36 minutes a game. I could start out slow and finish with a great game or a win. So it's difficult.
Well, Dale, we certainly know you were an all-star out in Seattle. What's the deal? Do you got a little bit of a scoop? When is Seattle going to get a team back? When are we going to get the Supersonics back, Dale?
I'm surprised they left, and I'm surprised they haven't made the announcement yet. My understanding is they're waiting on this television deal to make the announcement. There'll be two franchises, one in Seattle and one in Las Vegas. So I know the fans in Seattle are really excited about the opportunity of the team coming back. I mean, they've been pushing for it, campaigning for it for a number of years since the Sonics actually left. So it's going to be exciting for the city of Seattle.
No doubt about it. That's where you made your bones and were an all-star. Well, Dale, thank you for the time. I look forward to hanging out with you a little bit on Sunday, September 8th at Topgolf as you guys raise money for cancer research. And my final question, Dale, with all this shooting going on in the NBA, just people running back and forth shooting, no chance that we see you? Those days are done?
Yeah, those days are way gone, you know. I can still shoot it, but running from one end of that court to another was a little difficult for me.
Okay, I didn't know if that Steph Curry 62 mil was going to be attractive, but let me know if you change your mind. I'll negotiate the deal for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
No doubt about it. That Dale Ellis, NBA legend, one of the greatest shooters that the league has ever seen, still doing great works here in retirement. And yeah, we were talking about that Steph Curry deal. $62 million on 1 year. And this is the end of his career. This was the type of contract he's getting. If there weren't parameters on the older guys getting longer contracts, what type of deal would they give him? The Warriors would give, hey, here's a lifetime deal. Why not? Here's a piece of ownership for the future. Why not? You're Steph Curry. I'll bring the franchise out of the doldrums. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Thank you again. Another great shooter, Dale Ellis, for joining us on the other side of the break. I'm going to get to your calls. Then I'm going to tell you about someone who's looking for a chance himself. He plays for the Eagles.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to NBA legend Dale Ellis for joining us in the last break. Everybody's getting a contract. Brandon Ayuk gets a contract. Steph Curry gets a contract. Dale Ellis, he can probably still go out there and shoot. Get himself a deal. And thank you so much for the time and much love for all the work that you're doing to help. Just help us find a cure for cancer. Big event going down September 8th here in Atlanta, Georgia at Topgolf. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai's Bolt family of EVs that bring a new kind of energy to your journey. The Ioniq 5 and 5N, Ioniq 6 and Kona Electric, the most electric EV lineup. Speaking of a lineup, let's line up and get the phones. 855-212-4227. Dan is calling from Wisconsin. Dan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, these receivers, it's too much. It's too much. I get the quarterbacks, you know. You're touching the ball every play. It's your responsibility to, when you look at a defense, to change the play. I get that, okay? But a receiver, I mean, okay, let's take them out with double coverage or soft safety. You know, I mean, when I heard Jefferson for the Vikings was getting that much, I'm like, great. It's going to make him softer. Well,
so what is the issue? If the NFL salary cap is now north of $250 million,
yeah.
What's the problem? Like, what's the big deal? I mean, if you just talked about, we all know how important a quarterback is to a team. Yeah. He's the most important guy. Well, yeah. What about the guy that he's throwing the ball to? What are we saying here?
Well, okay. The Packers' starting five receivers this year, $33 million.
Yes, that is an anomaly. And let me ask you this: if someone like Christian Watson continues to develop, You think he's going to sit around saying, you know what, I should only make, give me a raise, give me five mil. No, the guy's going to wake up and he's going to say, give me 35. If Romeo Dobbs continues moving along, you don't think he's going to want 30 and 35?
Right, but the good organizations are going to go, let's do the money ball thing.
No, Dan, receivers. Dan, this was now you're joking now. This was not an intent. You tell me. Yeah. So you mean to tell me the Green Bay Packers are the only good organization?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that you look at the Adams Rodgers era, and yeah, they were great, but you know how many Super Bowls we get from that?
But you're looking at things from Green Bay Packer colored glasses. If you want to go out and compete, you have a better chance and better odds of selecting a great quarterback when you can get your hands on one early, and then doing the same thing with wide receivers. There are so many great wide receivers, and thank you, Dan, for calling from Wisconsin. There are so many great wide receivers that are coming into the NFL. Yeah, you have to take one. That's it. You have to take one, and you just got to grin and bear it. And the idea is also, if you look at the way the salary cap works now and what's going on with the San Francisco 49ers, what are they, stupid? Are they just a bunch of idiots walking around? Like, they got themselves Brock Purdy. This guy was the last dude selected in the draft. You want to tell me about a deal? I mean, why the hell do you think they're able to give all these guys these big contracts and don't worry about Brock Purdy now, because they don't have to? And when Brock Purdy has a great year, then his salary jumps from one. Hickey, I would pass out. And I think I might on his behalf. It's like, hey, dude, you're making $1 million. And what are you making? What am I making next year? 60. What would you do if your salary jumped that much?
Boy, that's a great question.
Disappear for a month?
I was going to say, I'd be afraid to work again.
You'd be like, I'm retiring. I'm done. I'm good.
60 mil, rest of my life, I'll take it.
Give me the guaranteed money. It's like, are you going to give me 60? Well, you got to earn the 60, you know? That's the part that sucks. you can only earn it during the season, too. That's the screwed up part. But you know what? In all honesty, still, you'd have to pay the money back. A lot of these people don't know this. NFL players and prospects, these dudes get lines of credit. Like, they borrow against their future earnings and their income. And so, granted, yes, nowadays maybe not so much, because the players can become millionaires while they're still in college. But there used to be a time where, yeah, the agents, the one who had money, the agents would lend the players money. Like, here's some cash in between the draft and you being drafted and in between your first big checks coming in. This is not uncommon. There are banks and agencies and financial houses that strictly deal with athletes and what their money is going to look like. Now, I say all of this to get back to my original point. Yeah, the Green Bay Packers right now are in a little bit of a utopia. They just paid their quarterback $55 million a season. That's a good problem to have. And their wide receivers are getting paid nothing because they were selected in like the third, the second, and fourth round. Well, that's good. Tell me how much longer that lasts. What are we going to wake up in a year or two? Christian Watson and Dobbs are going to be making 55 per? We got to see. Let's go down to Miami. Think about that combination. Tua Tagovailoa is what, at 53? Tyreek Hill is at 30. Waddle is not too far behind him, I believe, at about 28. Where's that team going? This is the NFL right now. You either got to pay the money or hit it rich quick, or you just going to suck. Come on, we had Mike Sando on from The Athletic yesterday. He detailed out all of the quarterbacks making all of this money that are just, I don't want to say in the middle tier, but they're just good. It's Tua Tagovailoa, Trevor Lawrence, and maybe Trevor Lawrence takes another step. These guys are just good. Everybody can't be the geniuses of the Green Bay Packers. Come on now, spare me. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, speaking of quarterbacks, This guy making money too. Not too shabby. He was one of the first quarterbacks to jump into that 50 million plus range. It's Jalen Hurts. Not too shabby making 51 per. Not too shabby when you took a team to a Super Bowl. And we know last year was a complete and utter disaster. The team started 10-1. They finished 1-5. They got smacked around in the postseason by Tampa. Bringing Kellen Moore to run the offense. Nick Sirianni, his head is on the line. Jason Kelce is gone. This man decided to call it quits. 13 years in the NFL. All-pro center, future Hall of Famer. And now that he's gone, one of the best centers in the game, Jalen Hurts said that he has a chance now to develop. Instead of relying on Jason Kelce to call out coverages and schemes and be half the quarterback at the line of scrimmage, Jalen Hurts says it's his time to shine. But how he said it, I don't know if I agree with this. I don't know if I'd say it this way. Take a listen to what Jalen Hurts had to say on WIP in Philly.
This upcoming season and what you may have seen from years past is just different autonomy in different places. You know, we had a great player, Jason Kelce, who took on a lot of responsibility. And as a result of that, I was told not to worry about a lot of things. My eagerness to learn and all of that over the years, you know, kind of was halted because of who we had. But now times are different, and I'm excited for that journey.
Halted? Stopped? I don't know. It's not a big deal what he said. It's not a big deal. And I don't think he means anything by it. I don't know if halted is the word. You just didn't need to. It wasn't your job. It wasn't your responsibility. Now, I know people took what he said and ran with it. It doesn't sound good, but I don't think he meant a damn thing by it. Hickey, what are your interpretation of what he said?
Yeah, the wording is definitely not great. And this is now like the second time that Jalen Hurts has, I don't want to say thrown someone under the bus, but maybe has pushed blame off elsewhere. And, it didn't really go as I wanted to. You know, the whole Nick Sirianni, feud, if you will, and not trusting the coaching staff. And, you know, apparently that the relationship is so bad they're not talking to each other. He doesn't respect him. Like, I think Hurts is going to have a big year and bounce back. And I think he's still a really good quarterback. But now I think he's putting a target on his back now. This is the second time for what normally is a guy who's very quiet, doesn't start any controversies, kind of wading in some interesting waters of playing the blame game a little bit.
Yeah, I think with some of these comments, whether he realizes it or not, and maybe he doesn't care, he's putting more pressure on himself from the outside. Like for what you just said, people will remember some of these points and things that he said. And he didn't outwardly just kind of slam Nick Sirianni, but it was just he didn't necessarily have the most glowing things to say about him. Not that he needs to. You know, in the case of Kelce, it's much simpler just to say, hey, it was his responsibility, me as a young quarterback, it was his responsibility for the coverages, and now that's going to expand for me while he's not here. Done. Nobody makes a big to-do about it. But we all know words matter. How you say things matter. What you say matters. How you say it matters. And when you're saying things like what he just said there, he sounded like he needed a Ricola, a lozenge or something. That voice didn't sound all that good. Maybe he's been yelling too much at practice. But the fact is, people start to remember things. And if the season doesn't go well, and I think he'll have a great year as well. I think the Eagles will do okay. And if they don't, yeah, it won't just be Nick Sirianni that people look at. People are going to start looking at Jalen Hurts going, whoa, well, you said Jason Kelce was doing the work. And yeah, we know it, but you said he did it. So you were free to do it. So now you can't make the decisions. The Eagles have enough weapons. We just talked about all these wide outs and wide receivers. Devontae and AJ. You got Saquon out there as well. There should be no reason. Landon Dickerson is still there on the line. They got no reason that they shouldn't be good. For all the talk that we've done about the Niners and their contract situations with Ayuk and Trent Williams, we haven't had to say much about the Eagles. Because this year, yeah, they got Saquon, but they have to go and prove it on the field. That last year and how they fell apart was an aberration because of their offensive structure And okay, well, Steichen left and Gannon left. Our top guys left because we had so much success. Well, Nick Sirianni has to clean it up. But Jalen Hurts better be real careful with how he uses his words. Because once the coach goes, if he goes, we know the players, they get the blame next. It's just the facts of life. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about another quarterback. Except for this guy is 47 years old. He's starting a new job. He's teasing an NFL comeback. He's trying to buy part of a football team. And there are restrictions around his new gig? Maybe. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side. This guy's a legend. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.